Police in Madison may have more to say this afternoon about what prompted a 15-year-old to shoot two people to death and wound six others yesterday at a Christian school in the city. Last night, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes identified Natalie Rupnow as the person who opened fire before the now-deceased Rupnow apparently turned the gun on herself. The mass shooting raises concerns for a Florida man who has campaigned for stronger school safety measures in Wisconsin. Max Shatner's son, Alex, was one of 17 killed in the Parkland school shootings 6 years ago. Schachter told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach about his reaction to yesterday's incident in Madison.
You know, my heart breaks for the families that lost a loved one and are injured. It's excruciating for all of us that are in this horrible club that nobody ever wants to be part of. And so it's just painful that it's happening again to another family.
And of course, as you say, there are now many families that have experienced this. But we wanted to talk to you, of course, because you have supported in Wisconsin more school safety measures. Why did you want to take part in the effort to protect Wisconsin kids? And what sort of ideas, what sort of measures do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, my mission in life is twofold. Number one, to keep my little boy Alex's memory alive. And number two, to do everything I can to prevent this from happening again. So I work with the officials in Wisconsin and all over the country to make schools safer and to spread all the best practices that came out of Parkland that Florida has implemented all over the country.
An example or two of best practices?
Some of the things that we implemented are, number one, every K through 12 throughout our state, there's over 4,000 schools in Florida, has a minimum of at least one armed school safety officer. One's better than none, two's better than one, three's better than two, four is better than three, as one of my favorite sheriffs, Grady Judd, always says, because if you've got that individual intent on killing your son or daughter or your wife or your husband that's working in the school, the most important thing is that you need to stop the killing. Also, probably one of the most important things we did was we have a school safety director. It's an individual that's in charge of every school district in Florida. No longer is this individual just wearing, you know, a bunch of different hats, and this individual is head of transportation and head of facilities. This is an individual that's sole job is head of safety and security. We also have individuals that are now mental health coordinators. Also, we have management teams in every school, in every district. So we're doing a lot in Florida. We prioritize this issue because you can't teach dead kids.
You mentioned police officers in school. It's controversial in Milwaukee due to past concerns from some students and teachers as to how some members of the community have been treated by police, but you're an advocate for the having police in schools.
As Americans, we've always been, you know, trained from birth that you call 911 and the guys in blue, they show up and they save the day. But that's just a myth, not based in reality. The reality is that law enforcement's going to do their best to get there as quickly as possible, but these are over in minutes, these mass shootings. And by the time law enforcement gets there, it's going to be too late.
Okay, and we'll just make a note here that Madison Police Chief Barnes said Monday that in this case, the alleged shooter was dead before police came in, and we don't know the details of that. Finally, with new administration coming in Washington, are you optimistic that school safety measures will improve, or do you have some concerns based on what's been said?
During President Trump's first term in office, I worked closely with his administration. The president liked the idea that I came up with, which was to create a federal school safety clearinghouse. And it was created inside the Department of Homeland Security. It's called schoolsafety.gov. So I worked very closely with President Trump in the first term, and I expect to do that again. And I'm optimistic we will make more advancements in school safety in this term. I'm hopeful.